Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about hanging out with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. And we're about to have a good visit with a new friend. Dave DeBaradinas is with us, and he is a guy with many years of experience in the marketplace, helping marketing and salespeople put their best foot forward by training them, helping them to get better and become more professional and more successful. He's associated with a company called FG Express. I think I said that right. He's our new friend, Dave DeBaradinas. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Jim. Thank you so much. I appreciate you having me here this morning.
My pleasure. And say the name of the company again.
Yeah, the company is Forever Green. The division is FG Express
FG
and the Power
Express.
Strips.
All right.
Yes, sir.
So, okay, you have your approach to training sales and marketing folks, and I'd like for you to talk to the audience about that.
Yeah. You know, that's really one of the most important things. No matter what industry, we happen to be in the network marketing industry, which is, or relationship marketing, but it applies to any industry, and that is great article and video done by Simon Sinek on the power of why, and, you know, the start with why. And that is, our goal is not to sell people what we have. Our goal is to connect with people who have the same beliefs that we have.
Yeah.
And so, number one, what we want to do as professionals, no matter what industry that you're in, is become that person that educates, that sorts through people, that's not there trying to pitch. Because, you know, it is, like you've mentioned in your new book, this relevancy that you said it's a relevancy about treating the customer in a certain way. It's not about techniques. It's not about selling. It's about finding out what somebody needs and addressing those needs.
Well, and exactly. And, you know, one of the things that I'm trying to get people to understand is there's a Super Bowl going on several times a day in everyone's life. And that Super Bowl is where people make a decision to buy something. And usually there are two teams on the field in front of them that they can pick from. And one of them is going to win, whether it's buying a hamburger or a suit or a car or a house or whatever. We usually narrow things down to two teams, right? And then we pick one. And they win our Super Bowl for that transaction. And increasingly, Dave, in my opinion, it's easier and easier for people to find out who's competitive. And then you almost always wind up with two companies, two teams, two sellers who are completely competitive. They're equally or on par competitive. And you and I are sitting there as the decider of this Super Bowl. You and I are saying, okay, how do I decide which one? And I think, you know, relevance is how they do that. And you think it's the people, the relevance of the
absolutely.
People.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. People don't join companies. People don't join products. People connect with people.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we connect with. And we've all had the experience that when you're talking to somebody, you hear the words that are coming out of their mouth, and then you also feel what I call the music, what's coming out of their heart, what they're actually believing. And if those two aren't congruent, if they're not on the same page, you walk away from that conversation. We've all done it. That didn't feel right. Or I didn't quite believe what they said, and you were accurate, because the part of our brain that actually makes the decision isn't the rational part. It's the emotional part. It's the part that actually hears, feels the music coming out of someone's soul.
Right.
So when their voice and their music is the same, when their words and their music match, they're very attractive. They become almost magnetic. Now, you may tell your friends, the reason I joined is because of this, look at this fabulous product. Or you may tell your friends, hey, it's a great company. But the reason you joined is because you connected with that person.
Well, but here's the other thing that people are looking for. They're looking for authenticity, they're looking for accuracy, they're looking for transparency.
Yep.
They're looking for people, companies, and products that are, as Socrates said, in reality, what they appear and what they say, what they appear to be and what they say they are.
Absolutely.
And in what I call the age of the customer, Dave, there's no place to hide.
Yep, I love it. If you're willing to be authentic, If you're willing to put out there who you actually are, not some image that you want people to see that you are, not that social mask.
Right.
Oprah Winfrey had a fabulous quote, and she said, "I had no idea that being your authentic self could make me as rich as I've become.
Yeah.
If I had, I'd have done it a lot earlier."
Socrates said the greatest way to live your life is to be in reality what you appear to be.
Yep. And that is the new...
That's the new relevance.
We can't even call it the new paradigm. I mean, you're quoting somebody from hundreds of years
ago. It's 2,500 years old. No, the thing is what he said and the beauty of it and the power of it is not new, but I will tell you this, the importance of it is taking on a new level it's taking on a whole new level. People, I keep going back to John Nesbitt's prophecy 30 years ago, the more high tech we have, the more high touch we will want.
Touch. Yeah. You know, and a lot of people actually suggested that with the age of the Internet, that the old-style networking, the connecting with other people, that it was somehow dead. And that couldn't be further from the truth.
That's right.
It may be a faster way, it may be a better way to stay in touch with people, to make keep those connections going, but it's still the one-on-one.
And look at this. Look at the people you've met online that you've never met in face-to-face. Mm-hmm. And you've got this one person that you've met that you bonded with, and you really feel that you've got a connection, and they're almost like they become old friends, and mm-hmm. then you got other people that you met at the same time, and you could tell right away that this is not somebody I can trust. It's the behavior of people comes across whether they're face to face or whether they're coming over in over Skype or something.
It comes across the phone. It comes across the internet. You can't hide who you are. You can try.
So give us a nugget about what you're teaching these people.
Well, number one, what we teach and what we talk about is, first of all, mindset. You know, this is Business Advocate, right? Business Advocate show. So what kind of mindset do you need? Well, in network marketing and relationship marketing, most people come in with this panacea, this idea that they're just going to come make a killing. It's a lottery mentality. When the reality is, a professional in this industry or any industry, it's about connecting with other people. So number one, noticing and understanding this is a business. So step number one, and I've had other brick-and-mortar businesses, we had to put up a lot of money versus a network business where you can come in for a very small amount of startup costs, but they're the same business, but people don't treat the small startup cost business as a business. And what you want to do is come in and say, listen, this is a business. I will treat it that way as a profession. Then you start having professional results.
Right. Hold on to that thought, Dave. We're going to take a quick break. You got a website for us, Dave?
I do. It is called bewell.fgexpress.com.
All right. So check that out. And we're going to take a quick break. Dave DeBaradinas and I will be right back. We're going to get into some specifics about what he sells. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.